What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone?
Hello, hello, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is just past 7 o'clock, and that means it's time for Highly Recommended. And, oh boy, do I have a whole bunch of highly recommended music for all of you out there today. And what a fun playlist. The playlist was originally called, Things You Can Ride, but I thought that that might be misconstrued, potentially, so it's now Animals I Could Totally Get a Ride From, just so that, yeah, I mean, next week I'm doing trivia, actually. I'll talk more about that later. It should be really cool. If you're listening now, make sure to be listening next week. We're gonna do trivia, we're gonna have prizes, and it'll be fun, it'll be a great time, good music, good questions, all that stuff. But yeah, this week, it's all about animals that you could get a ride from. So, this is The Whale by Electric Light Orchestra, and I've never, you know, ridden a whale before, but I feel like it's within the realm of possibilities, and we're gonna have some more, you know, realistic animals that you could get rides from, you know, horses, it's pretty typical. All the way to dinosaurs, and maybe even a whole bunch of very small animals could give you a ride. I don't know. There's so many possibilities. But don't go anywhere, because there are so many possibilities. And they're all right here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host. I'll be back in a bit. If you want to call in and talk about animals that you could totally get a ride on, the number is 855 855-915-9636. That's 855-915, just like the station, and then WMFO 9636.
Love. I can't let you slide through my hands.
right now behind me, you have Camel, which is an animal that you could totally get a ride on. And the song is Rhyadr, which is a town in Wales, I believe. In the original Welsh, it means the waterfall. And I guess you could ride a waterfall as well. Let's see. We just listened to, starting from the top, America with A Horse with No Name. After that, the Rolling Stones with Wild Horses. And then Q Lazarus with Goodbye Horses, because it's time to move on to the next animal that we could ride. And we're moving past camels because this is the only, it's the closest I could get. Let's see, we, ooh, I think we're going to take a trip over to Africa and go on a little safari. So we got some safari animals coming up next. We got some 2012 psych rock, because I never play any psych rock. and then we've got a rap song, and a song that a friend sent to me. I got a bunch of great recommendations for this show. Thank you so much to anyone who responded to my Instagram story with recommendations. But I'm particularly excited. It's gonna be a good set. I'll talk to you guys again in a few. Enjoy the tunes.
Feels like an elephant shaking his big gray trunk. rhinoceros. My bees are fat and the birds are on my back and I'm horny.
I'm horny.
If you choose to proceed, you will indeed concede. Cause I hit you with my flow, the wild rhino stampede. I'm not just wild, I'm trained, domesticated. I was raised by a rapper and rhino that dated and subsequently procreated. That's how it goes. Here's the hip hop hippopotamus, the hip hop hippo.
They call me the hip hop hippopotamus. My lyrics are bottomless.
Sometimes our rhymes are polite, like thank you for dinner, Miss Wright. That was very delicious, good night. Sometimes they're obscene, like a pornographic dream. NC-17 with ladies in a stream of margarine. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, some margarine.
They call me the hip-hop-hippopotamus. Flows that glow like phosphorus. Popping off the top of this esophagus. Rocking this metropolis. I'm not a large water-dwelling mammal. Where did you get that preposterous hypothesis? Did Steve tell you that perchance? Steve.
My rhymes and records, they don't get played. Because my records and rhymes, they don't get made. And if you rap like me, you don't get paid. And if you roll like me, you don't get laid.
My rhymes are so potent that in this small segment I made all of the ladies in the area pregnant. Yes, I'm sex, you lovely bitches. You know I'm trying to correct this.
Other rappers dismay. Say my rhymes are sissy. Why?
Exactly?
What? Why?
Be more constructive with your feedback, please. Why?
Why?
Why? Cause I rap about reality. Like me and my grandma drinking a cup of tea. There ain't no party like my nana's tea party. Hi, ho. I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Who's the mother flippin'?
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Mother flippin'.
Oh my goodness. Whew, what a song. Wow. That was cool. That was the second time I ever heard that song. Thank you to Alexis for sending that to me. And before you say, what animal could you totally ride? The name of that song was When the Catholic Girls Go Camping, the Nicotine Vampires Rule Supreme. But the artist is Giraffes? Giraffes! And it's just a cool song. Wow. I hope that you guys all had the speakers turned all the way up, because I know that I did, and it made a huge difference. Someone in the DJ chat said that that really needed a light show, and I couldn't agree more. And let's see, before that we had Flight of the Conchords with Hip Hopopotamus versus Rhymnosaurus, and before that was Tame Impala with Elephant, which is a song that I'm sure gets more than its fair share of airplay at this station, since Jumbo the Elephant is our mascot. Coming up next, okay, this one, I was getting a little, okay, the DJ chat, by the way, if you want to, it's wmfo.org/DJ-chat, or you can just go to wmfo.org, and it's in the top banner, and you can come chat with me there if you're too shy to call on the phone or whatever. I'm old, I like the phone. This next song doesn't, it's a stretch. Someone said, well, if they're big enough, then you could totally ride one of these, and, like, really no, but also yeah. And then the song after that is also a stretch. So we'll get there. But coming up next, I can't say the band's name. So the band's name is The Animal, and it's also the name of the song and the album. Let that soak in, think about it. Coming up next, a song that I think, if it's a big enough monkey, it totally fits the theme.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. Do what we like to do. We don't have time to get restless. There's always something new. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say. Oh. Anytime or anywhere, just look over your shoulder, guess who'll be standing there. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Thank you.
When visiting a national park, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. That's fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears, and we care about you. Plus, you could totally ride on a bear. I mean, like, don't go anywhere near one, but, like, totally. If you could, like, yeah, yeah. My show is highly recommended, full of music that I recommend highly, and I'm highly recommending music about, or close, not even close, sort of related to, animals that I could totally get a ride on. So up behind me right now is Tarkus by Emerson, Lake and Palmer. And what is a Tarkus? Well, Tarkus is an armored armadillo tank thing. You could totally ride on it. It's huge. And one of the parts of this song is the manticore. And the manticore is a very cool mythical being that you could totally get a ride on as well. Before that, we had Adam and the Ants with Ant Music. And what? Ants? That would have to be a really big ant. Or you could just have a whole lot of them. Right? Right? What's going to stop you from riding on a whole bunch of ants? They're very strong. And before that, the Monkees, with Theme from the Monkees, off the album The Monkees. And if it's a big enough monkey, you could ride it, yeah. Coming up next, we're going to have a song about... Ooh, we're going into reptiles. I was worried that there weren't enough reptiles on this playlist. We're going to go for some extinct ones, and then some not-so-extinct ones. Here comes Was.
It was
That was just Elton John with Crocodile Rock, and before that was Walk the Dinosaur, and I just told some people in the DJ chat to hit send when I tell them to, so can you do it right now? just want to see what the delay is, because next week I'm doing a trivia night. And a friend of mine sent me the way, I think the format, I'm not sure exactly what rules I'm going to use, but the basic format is going to be, I'm going to tell you trivia questions on, oh wow, have you guys still not, I'm still waiting in the DJ chat, huh, that's a long delay, should make it interesting, but I'm going to read you a question here from the DJ chair, and everyone who wants to play trivia will respond in the DJ chat on WMFO.org. Around the first 5 or 10 minutes are going to be setup time, making sure that everyone's here, logged in, all that. I'll play some music like I usually do. And then after that, I'm going to have about 40 minutes, 45 minutes of trivia. And I'll ask you guys questions. The first person to respond in the DJ chat with the correct answer is going to get some points. And then anyone else with the right answer before I call time is going to get fewer points, but still some points. And then there are going to be a couple of different rounds. It's based on a format that I did in high school when I was on the Trivia Quiz Bowl nerd team. Should be a good time. I always love that format, and I think that it's going to be really, really fun. I hope that you're all excited. And the winner is going to get a t-shirt. And maybe second place can get a studio tour. Third place, I don't know. We'll come up with prizes. We might have a round where people call in, answer some questions, live lightning round on air. That could be fun. I think there's a whole bunch of options. I'm really excited. It'll be next week at 7 to 8 p.m. here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, or WMFO.org. I think that's all I have to say about trivia. It's going to be... There are going to be a lot of music questions. It won't be exclusively music questions. It's going to be a good mix of things. I'm excited. I've always wanted to read trivia questions ever since I was on the team. And yeah, I hope that... tell your friends. The more the merrier. I think it should be a pretty cool time. Trivia. Oh, and I did get approval from the doctor was his mother. I'm not sure about that one. At the DJ chat. But I did get approval from the WMFO exec board to give away a t-shirt. Woohoo! And we're getting new t-shirts soon, so maybe I'll do another trivia night in a couple of weeks when we have the new t-shirts that I could give away. How about that? Coming up next, it's not an animal, but you could definitely ride it. And when this playlist was originally just called Things You Can Ride, this song was on there, and I didn't have the heart to get rid of it because it's a great song. So coming up next is Queen.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar.
Say shark,
I say
him, and Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
Say Rose,
I say Royce,
you say God,
give me a choice.
Say Lord,
I say Christ, I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein, or Superman.
Bicycle race, bicycle race, bicycle.
Well, thank you for making it to the end of the hour with me. Behind me is Down the Dog by Griffin. And if it's a big enough dog, you could ride it, or you could totally ride a griffin, if only they were real. But I think that counts. Mythical creatures. Yeah, they count. Before that was Moose with Little Bird, Are You Happy in Your Cage? And because it's a little bird, you obviously can't ride it, but you could ride a moose. And you can ride a bicycle, but it's not an animal. It's definitely not an animal. I had to think about that one, though. Coming up next is another DJ. Coming up next, I believe it is... I just saw it. Blizzquake. Blizzquake coming up next. And I might play, like, a couple minutes. The very beginning of a song. I guess I won't be able to talk about it after. So it's going to be Weird Fishes. Because if it's a really weird fish, you could probably ride it. I feel like weird fishes are usually big ones. Like the sunfish. That's a really weird fish. And you could probably ride one of those. It might not be comfortable. You might need to be a bit horizontal. But... you could ride it. It's a big fish. It's a big weird fish, in fact. Well, enjoy the rest of Griffin. This is Mellow Max, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I will see you guys next week for trivia. Tell your friends, tell yourself, tell your parents, put it in your calendar, tell your pets. Oh, please tell your pets. That'd be great. That'd be so cute. Yeah. I'll see you guys next week. And start practicing for your trivia, I guess. Should be a good time.